It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Sotirios Johnson. Over the past three decades, New Yorkers have taken abandoned and trash-strewn lots and transformed them from eyesores into small neighborhood parks, used for relaxation and growing plants and food. The rules for preserving these community gardens are being negotiated right now, and some garden advocates think they don't go far enough to permanently preserve green space. WNYC's Janaea Williams reports on the battle to preserve community gardens.
As we raise our shovels and voices, united we grow!
Karen Washington is the president of the New York City Community Garden Coalition. In the past few weeks, she's been lobbying nonstop for more permanent protections for community gardens.
We must keep in mind that this administration's time will soon expire and that change is inevitable. Will the next administration be garden-friendly?
Across the city, gardeners are organizing to protect some 600 small green spaces tucked between brownstones or in once vacant lots. The Hattie Carthen Community Garden in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, is an oasis of shade trees in a neighborhood that has one of the city's lowest ratios of green space per person. Fresh eggs for the Saturday farmers market are gathered daily from a chicken coop in the yard. A volunteer, Michael, herds the chickens inside for the night while the president of the garden looks on.
My name is Emmanuel Collajo. I do a lot of work here to make sure things are running well here.
Collajo says that in the 80s, he used to live two blocks from the overgrown lot on the corner of Lafayette and Marcy. By the time he retired from his job as a city bus driver in 1996, people in the neighborhood had started to plant trees and flowers there.
So I come here and visit a couple of times. I see how relaxing it is. This is nature. Nothing else can give you the pleasure that life, green, give to you.
Since 2002, an agreement between the city and community gardeners has set guidelines for the preservation of gardens like Hattie Carthen. But the agreement expires next month. The Parks Department has proposed new rules to replace the agreement, but garden advocacy groups think they don't go far enough to protect the spaces from developers.
Are you being my dear? Okay.
On this day, community organizer Hannah Risley White is visiting the garden from the Green Gorilla's office a block away. She says that times have changed since the days when abandoned parcels of land were common.
There was a point in time in the 70s and 80s when the city was really happy for community residents to take on as many lots as they could to clean them up. And then as the economy has come back and the city has continued to develop, the pressure on that land has increasingly started to grow.
Pressure on community gardens reached a climax in the winter of 1999 when the Giuliani administration put 114 gardens on the auction block in a single day, angering urban farmers and neighborhood activists. Attorney General Elliot Spitzer filed suit to block the destruction of the gardens, and in 2002, newly elected Mayor Bloomberg settled the lawsuit. Risley White says that the new rules don't do enough to keep history from repeating itself.
If we're going to create rules that are going to last into the future, that they be something that's really explicitly supportive of community gardens and that preserves community gardens as public green space, these rules don't do that.
But Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepi says that the new rules go even further than the old agreement to protect gardens. He points out that the city has even invited community gardeners to meet with parks officials to help shape the language in the new regulations.
I think we're open to the possibility of changing language, adding language, substituting language.
Karen Washington wants to make sure that gardeners and urban farmers are heard.
It's the gardeners that need to be at the table, negotiating no longer at the outside looking in, but hands-on in the process. And I think it's a good direction for city policy to recognize the importance of community involvement.
The Parks Department hearing is today in Chelsea. Commissioner Benepi says that public testimony at the hearing may influence the final draft of the community garden rules. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.